You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. You're right, Beverly. It's about time for the miracle. It's about time for God to do something for you. Allow God to do it for you this morning. Tag, share, pick up the phone, call, tell somebody. It's about time for your Miracle Radio broadcast coming from the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Guess what? This radio station has made it possible for you to connect us together through the airways. Come on. Why? God has made it possible through the radio station, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. God has allowed us to come together. Once again, I'm so glad to come into your cars. I'm so glad to come into your homes. I'm so glad to come into where by Cypress audience. God is still on the throne. He is still on the throne. He's still God all by himself, and he can do it if we believe. If we believe and trust him, he's still able to do abundant seed of all we think or ask. We just got to know. Be still and know that he's God. We just got to wait on him. We just got to trust him. Praise our God. Listen, let's go to the throne of grace. Amen. Hallelujah. If you can and you're not working, if you can, you're not driving, or you could just bow within your hearts, let's go to the throne of grace this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you because of who you are. We thank you because of what you have already done. We thank you for in advance, God, what you're going to do, Father. We're looking unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith, Father. We know you can. We know you will. You have done it in the past. You'll do it again, God. Looking forward, God. I know you can. We trust you, God. Looking forward for your hand at work, God. Looking for your voice to be heard, Father, in every situation, every circumstance, God, that we may be facing, Father. Situations we may be facing, circumstances that may occur, Father. We thank you today, God, that you're still on the throne. We thank you today, God, that the oppressed will be set free, God. Blinded eyes will be opened. Deaf ears will be unstopped, Father. We thank you that souls will come into the kingdom, Father, such as to be added, Father. We thank you today, God, because we know we have the victory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. God bless your hearts this morning. Thank God for you tuning into the radio broadcast again. I am your host this morning, Apostle Curtis Watkins. I'm so glad to be here in the studio with you this morning. Listen, my friends. I want you to know God is still able to do a seed of all you think or ask. Don't be worried and well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. I want you to know God is still on the throne. Listen, my friends. Oh, my God. We want to thank God for what he's done. We do honor Lady Watkins. Guess what? She's here with me this morning in the studio. Look at here. Oh, praise our God. She's here with us this morning. God is good. God is wonderful. God can do a sin above all we think or ask. When it doesn't look like God is coming through, he always come through. Thank God for Lady Watkins. We do honor her this morning. Amen. We honor our church mother, Mother Brown. Bless you, and to all the prophets there, all the evangelists there at the Power of Faith and Healing and Deliverance Temple and the Saints of God. We thank God for you, you, and you. Listen, you heard last week we was in revival. You know, we told you we was in revival. Second week of every month in every month. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. This month, God has blessed us. Oh, prophetess Carissa Moses was in with us. Amen. Hallelujah. God moved every night. He moved every night. People was just healed, delivered, set free, and blessed within themselves. Amen. God did a work. Amen. So guess what? Held over. The revival will continue. It will continue. We're on it. Hallelujah. This is the first time we had a revival to hold over in the same month. Come on. Hallelujah. 2 weeks revival. This week coming up will be 2 weeks. We have been a revival. It's going to start tonight. Come on. You don't want to miss this. You may miss it Monday night. You may miss the Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Friday night of last week. But you got a chance to be there this week. Come on. A whole nother week. We're going strong. Come on. We're going strong in God. We're waiting for God to move. We're waiting for God to do and show his hand again. We're waiting to hear his voice again. God is able to do it if you believe it. God is able if you come expecting God to do something. Praise our God. Hallelujah. I know he's going to do it. I believe it. I'm waiting and I'm anticipating on what God is going to do this week for you. You don't want to miss this week. Good morning to all of you again. Good morning, Prophet Darius. God bless you. Good morning to all of you. Good morning, Elder George. Yes, good morning. God bless you. Hayward, God bless you. Thank God for you. Thank God for you. I'm telling you, God is good, and I'm looking for God to do it. Come over, come cross, come through. Amen. And watch God do it for you. Amen. This week, again, the revival will start again with Prophetess Carissa Moses, amen, from Alabama, amen. She's a native of Florida. She's at her home church. She'll be here again a whole week. So we're looking forward to seeing you, you and you and you. Listen, we want to send out our condolences to the bereaved families, those that are going through bereavement hour. We want to send out our condolences, amen. We want to send out our condolences. We know God is able to see you through. We know God will bring you out if you only trust God, if you only believe God and take God at his word. God will do it for you. I'm looking forward to seeing you. Amen. I'm looking forward to seeing you this week. Hallelujah. I want you to come. I want you to come expect that. I want you to come and get your blessing, your miracle. Amen. God can do it. Again, we send out our condolences to the bereavement families, those that are going through bereavement hour. We send out our condolences to you. We want to send out our condolences to the Malloy family. Evangelist Jan, God bless you. We pray for your family. Amen. We want to send out our condolences. Amen. To Miss Edna Grayson. Amen. My sister. Amen. We send out our condolences to you in the passing of your daughter, Niecy. Amen. We are praying for you all. The funeral service for her Niecy will be Saturday at 10 o'clock, Bethlehem in Titusville, 10 o'clock Saturday morning. Praise God. So those of you that are listening and you know this family, you want to be there and you didn't know what time it would be at 10 o'clock, Bethlehem. Amen. Hallelujah. 801 Dummett Avenue in Titusville. That's where the homegoing service for Niecy Grayson will be on Saturday morning. Looking forward to seeing you all there, those that know this family. Let's throw our arms around them and let's love them. We want to send out our condolences again to the Mike family, which is my wife's cousin. We want to send out our condolences to James Mack in the passing of his wife. Amen. Hallelujah. We're funeralized on Saturday in St. George, South Carolina. We want to send out our condolences to this family. We want you to know God is able to see you through. We believe God. We believe God and we take God at his word for what he's going to do. Amen. I know he can and I know he will. We must trust God and be not moved by what we're going through. Be not moved by what we see. Be not moved by what we hear. But stand on the word of God. Stand on the word of God. Having done all, stand therefore. Having your loins girded about with the breastplate of righteousness. Your loins girded about with the breastplate of righteousness. Your loins girded about with the belt of truth. Had the helmet of salvation. Come on. Hallelujah. Helmet of salvation. Having the sword of the spirit in your hand. Having your feet shod with the preparation of gospel of peace. Because God is still who he say he is. And he's going to do exactly what he says he's going to do. Amen. Praise God. Then after that, we're in the announcements too. Then after that, We're getting ready for our church anniversary celebration. Amen. Just give God praise, to give God thanks, what he have done down through the years in the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street. We'll be there. Amen. It's been 3 weeks going on strong. It'll be 3 weeks going on strong once we get out of the revival next week. And then we go right into our church anniversary. Oh, my God, the next week. I'm looking to see some of y'all in these services. Oh, we got speakers coming all the way in. Hallelujah. We got speakers coming in. Praise God. Speaker coming in from Jacksonville. Hallelujah. Praise God. Bishop Harris. Oh, speaker coming all the way from right here in Cocoa. Amen. Pastor Diana Hayes is there. Come on. It's going to be something. We got speakers coming all the way in. Apostle Elizabeth Haywood. Hallelujah. Apostle Antoine Brown. Oh, we got a lineup. We got a lineup for this church anniversary celebration. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be something in the house. Amen. Because why? The people of God is gathering together again. Amen. And we shall see the explore hand of God, and we shall hear his voice. Amen. Hear what he's saying to the people of God, his people, through the men and the women of God. Amen. So we got all the way coming in. Hallelujah. I told you that coming in. West Palm Beach. Amen. We'll be in the house. Hallelujah. In his presence. Amen. Pastor Tan will be in there. She will be here too. I'm looking to see you. Come on. Be in there with us. Come on. Meet us there. Beat us there. Come on, somebody. Beat us there. Make plans all this week. Make plans all next week to be where? At 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, where yours truly is the founding pastor, Apostle Curtis Watkins. Oh, he would love to meet you there. He would love to see you there. Come on. Come on and be with us. Looking forward to seeing you. Lady Watkins, we're looking forward to seeing you. Amen. You and you. All right. Amen. God bless you. Again, let's keep those that are going through bereavement hour. Let's keep them in prayer. Let's keep them in prayer. And I want to send out my condolences to Adrian. He was on the police force. Amen. He was, and you may know him. I haven't had a chance to see him through years and years. And we were scrolling on Facebook the other night, and I ran across the picture, and I began to read of him and what was said. And I looked down at the bottom, and the people were sending out condolences to the family. And I want to say, if they're listening to the family of Adrian, Officer Adrian, we send out our condolences to you, your family, and we're praying for you. Praying for their sisters and brothers and nieces and nephews, parents, if there be that make of his family. Let's continue to pray for the bereavement family, that God would see them through. Amen. Listen, today I want to go there because it's my favorite scripture. I love it. I got favorite scriptures too, but one of my favorite scriptures that I like, and we haven't talked about it in a while, but I want to talk about it right here. And waiting on God. And waiting on God. And waiting on God. Yes, we may go through, but God is going to give us the strength. Yes, it's a wait. It's a wait. But the wait has been worth it. The wait, the waiting part of God has been worth it. We can't be weary in well doing. Because if you're doing it and you're waiting on God, God is going to repay. God is going to bring you out. The wait. What do we do in the middle while we're waiting? Continue to trust God. Continue to give God the praise. Continue to give him honor. Continue. This is what we do while we're waiting. Because if we don't keep our mind stayed on him while we're waiting, whatever the circumstances is, it's going to try to weigh on us. It's going to try to play on us. It's going to try to bring us into a state that we feel that God has forsaken us. We feel that God has forgotten about us. But what do we do in the middle while we're waiting? We continue to give God praise. We continue to give God thanks. You say, well, Apostle, it's easy for you to say because you're not in my predicament. You're not in my predicament. Listen, everybody is going through something. Mine may not be like yours. Yours may not be like Mine may not be like yours. Yours may not be like mine. But guess what? We are waiting. All of us are waiting for God to move. We're waiting for God to move because he's going to come through. He always back his word. We got to trust God. We got to take him at his word. Come on here. Hallelujah. In the middle of our waiting, we got to do what? Occupy. We got to do something. What you mean, occupy? We got to keep the word. We got to keep that word going. We got to keep his praises going. We got out of our mouths while we're waiting. We can't look at the circumstances. Come on. Hallelujah. Because if we look at the circumstances while we're waiting, it's going to consume us. Come on. So we got to give him praise. We got to give him honor. We got to give him glory because the enemy tried to make us come into a place of feeling sorry for ourselves or nobody cares or nobody understands. So while I'm waiting, all I got to do is continue, as David said, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth while I'm waiting, going through the process while I'm waiting, knowing that God is a man of his word. He can back his word and he will take care of us. He will do what he says going to do while we're waiting. In the midst of while we're waiting, we can't allow the enemy to begin to talk to us. Come on. He will try to talk, but we don't have to accept what the enemy is saying. Praise God. As I ministered on yesterday, who do Satan think he is? Because he's trying to wreak havoc. He's trying to come in and tear things apart and try to make things bigger than what they are. Praise God. But who do he think he is? Because why? We have the word down on the inside of us while we're waiting. We got to utilize the word that's on the inside of us. Who do Satan think he is? He's trying to take what God has already given you. He's already given you the word. All you got to do is use the word. All you got to do is say what Jesus said. It is written. Who does Satan think he is? While we're waiting, he's trying to buffer you. He's trying to bully you. He's trying to tell you that it ain't going to happen. He's trying to bring you into a place of sorrow. He's trying to bring you into a place of feeling neglected and feeling all alone while you're waiting. But guess what? Things are going to happen while you wait. In the waiting process, things are going to be broken off in the waiting process. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. He's going to renew you while you're waiting. Come on. Hallelujah. It's nothing wrong with waiting. It's nothing wrong with waiting on God because he's getting ready to do something while you're waiting. Excuse me. While you're waiting and while you're trusting him, God will come through. Oh, he will come through her, but you got to trust him. Hallelujah. Just getting fed with tears here. You got to trust God while you're waiting. It may look difficult. You may be talked about. You may be lied on. You may be pushed aside, but God is going to come through. Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Shalom. He's going to come through. He's a God that can. And he's a God that will. He'll change it, but you just got to be patient and wait. Come on, hallelujah. Are we talking about waiting today? Come on, everybody want things done right then. Everybody want to rush right then. Nobody want to wait. Come on. Have you ever been in the grocery store and the line is so long, praise God, but they have an express lane where you can go over, but you only can take so many items there. Come on. Hallelujah. And then it look like that line over there is full. But then you go back to the other line. It's got to wait. Have you ever gone to the gas station? I'm talking about in the process of waiting. And the line is so long, but you need some gas. But you can't go no further, but you got to wait until it's your turn. Come on. Hallelujah. We got to wait on God. I don't care what the enemy is saying. I don't care what the enemy is trying to show you. You got to wait on God. He's going to come through. He's going to bring you out. Come on. He's going to open up some doors. Come on. While you're waiting, yes, you're going to get crushed in the wait. Oh, yes. People are going to say things to you. People are going to do things to you. But wait on God. Hallelujah. He's coming through. He'll lift you up. Come on. He'll restore your soul in the midst of while you're waiting. Come on. In the midst of while you're waiting, you got to trust God while you're waiting. Come on. Who do you think he is? Trying to tell us that God ain't going to do it while I'm waiting on God. Come on, we got to get like David. I lift my eyes up to the hill from which cometh my help. My help coming from the Lord that made what the heavens and the earth while I'm waiting. Come on here. Hallelujah. I'm going to trust God while I'm waiting. I'm going to, hallelujah. I'm not going to lean to my own understanding while I'm waiting. I'm going to trust in God. Come on. I'm going to take God at his word while I'm waiting on him to come through. Praise God. He will not, hallelujah, Satan will not get me to be detoured. Satan will not get me, hallelujah, to feel a certain kind of way while I'm waiting on God. Hallelujah. Because that's his aim. He comes to do three things. Like the word say, he comes to do what? Steal, kill, and destroy while I'm waiting on God. I'm waiting on what the scriptures say. Hallelujah. Be still and know that he's God while I'm waiting. Come on. Isaiah 40 and 31. That's where we at. Isaiah 40 and 31. I love it. I love this scripture. It came alive to me. I love it. Praise God. That's one of my favorite scriptures. I have other ones, but this is the real one I really stand on. Because guess what? Hallelujah. God is able to do it. God is able to bring you out. God is able to keep you. God is able to turn things around. But you got to trust him while you wait. Hallelujah. It says right here in the 31st verse, hallelujah. But they that wait, Isaiah 40 and 31, he said, but they that wait, oh my God. Do you want to wait on it today? I'd rather wait on God. I'd rather wait on God because he's sure and he's coming through. I'd rather wait on God because I know he's going to do what he say he's going to do. God watches over his word. In one translation, say he watches over to his word to perform. He hastens to his word to perform it for you while you're waiting. Hallelujah. But they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. Come on. Yes, you're going to go through. And it's yes, you're going to feel like you're weak. But he's going to renew your strength. Come on. You just got to wait. But they that wait upon the Lord. They that wait. Come on. We got to wait on God. We got to wait. We can't hush him. We can't rush God. We got to wait on him because he's coming through. He's going to bring you out, brother. He's going to bring you out, sister. He's going to bring you out, mother. He's going to bring you out, father. God is going to turn things around. He's going to turn things around. All you got to do is trust him. All you got to do is wait on him in the midst of waiting. Give him some praise in the midst of waiting. Give him some glory in the midst of waiting. Remind him what he said. Bring me into remembrance of my word while you're waiting. Come on. Come on. Don't let the enemy get in the hoodoo center think he is while I'm waiting. You can't let him talk to you. Say what God says because he's getting ready to do something in the midst of you while you're waiting. But they that wait upon the Lord, he shall, come on, that's a guarantee. He shall do what? Renew their strength. Come on here. Hallelujah. He's going to renew your strength because while you're waiting, the enemy trying to wear you out while you're waiting. But God is going to renew your strength. Come on here. Hallelujah. He's going to renew your strength. He's going to pick you up. He's going to pick you up. Come on. As we said on yesterday, David, come on. Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadows of death. While I'm waiting, God's going to renew my strength. I'm going through this, but God is going to renew my strength because he said, but they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. Come on here. Hallelujah. He said, let the weak say I'm strong. Come on here. He shall renew your strength. Come on here. Come on. A lot of us been in battles. A lot of us been in situations. And it's been torn. It's been worn through our spirit. It's trying to break you down. But oh, hallelujah. He's getting ready to renew your strength. Come on here. But they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. Your strength is made perfect in weakness. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. This is why you got to let the devil know. You got to let him know. Ask him a question. Who do you think you are while I'm waiting on God? While I'm trusted in God? You have no right to talk to me. You have no right to bring fear. Hallelujah. You have no right to bring unbelief to me. It's while I'm waiting. God is getting ready to renew my strength. He's getting ready to renew my strength. He said, come on, what did he say? What did he say? I like what he said. He said, but they that wait upon him. I'm drilling this because I want you to wait on God. I want you to wait right there. Hallelujah. Wait on God. He's coming through. Wait on God. Keep believing him. Wait on God. Keep trusting him. Don't lean to the right. Don't lean to the left. Come on here. Don't lean backwards, but go forward in your faith and wait on God. He's going to come through. Hallelujah. He that will come in the book of Revelation. He said, he that will come shall come. Hallelujah. And he's coming through for you. He's coming through you for you, my friend. If you would trust him. If you trust him. Trust God when you can't trace him. Come on here. Hallelujah. Be still and know that he's God. When you don't even hear his voice, he's still there. Wait on God. Wait on God, because he's coming through. He's coming through. The scripture says he's coming through. But they that wait upon the Lord, he shall what? Renew their strength. Come on. He shall renew their strength. He's going to renew your strength in the midst of this while you're waiting. It ain't going to overtake you. It ain't going to overthrow you. He's going to renew you. Come on. Yes, he is. He's going to give you some more joy. Some stronger joy. He's going to give you peace where there's been like a torment in your mind, torment in your spirit. He's going to come on. Hallelujah. He's going to give you some more strength. He's going to give you some more strength to what? To endure hardness as a good soldier. He's going to give you the strength while you're waiting. But they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings. Come on. Come on. Like an eagle. Come on. They shall mount up with wings like an eagle. Come on, hallelujah. If you notice anything about the eagle does not soar low. He does not even walk on the ground. Come on, hold your head up, saints of God. Come on, I know you in a thing. I know you in a tight. I know you in a fix. Come on, but hold your head up. Come on, hallelujah. Don't you walk with your head down. Come on, hallelujah. Don't you walk in weakness. Don't you walk in fear. Don't you walk in doubt. He said, they shall mount up. Come on here. And you know when something is mount up, come on. They shall mount up with wings like an eagle. Come on, hallelujah. You shall soar through this. An eagle don't fly straight. He soars. He soars through the storm. Come on here. In the wind. Come on. The eagle flaps and then he lever himself out. Come on here. While we're waiting, we got to lever ourselves out in the word of God. We got to lever ourselves out and trust God. This is real good to me. While you waiting on God, he said, you shall mount up with wings like an eagle. Come on. Hallelujah. The eagle soars through the storm. Come on. The eagle is the only one, the bird that I know can look at the sun straight. Come on here. Hallelujah. Look how God is describing his people. He said, we shall mount up with wings like an eagle. That means we can take it because we are waiting on God. Hallelujah. The eagle doesn't even fly with the regular birds or walk with the regular birds. The eagle is alone. Come on here. Oh, I know it. You seem like you're alone while you're waiting. I know it. God's got you in. He said, he that dwelleth in the secret place while you're waiting, God got you there because he's doing something. Praise God. David, wait upon the Lord. He shall renew their strength. Come on here. Hallelujah. They shall mount up with wings like an eagle. Come on. Hallelujah. While you're waiting, you shall run. You ain't running from it. You ain't running from it. He said, they shall run. Come on. And not be weary. Come on. You can, while you're waiting, you can run this race. While you're waiting, you can endure this. You can do this by, because he don't give you the strength. Oh, my God. You shall run and not be weary. It's not going to worry you no more. It's not going to trouble you no more. Why? Because while you're waiting, God has given you something to endure. Come on. He's giving you the strength. Come on. The enduring strength. While you're waiting, he's giving you enduring peace. While you're waiting, he's giving you enduring joy. Come on. While you're waiting, be not dismayed. God will what? Take care of you. Come on. Hallelujah. The pen writer wrote a song, said, be not dismayed. Whatever you do, God will take care of you while you're waiting. Come on. While you wait in the midst of the storm, In the midst of what you're in right now, in the midst of your problem situation, whatever it is, God will take care of you. God bless you, Mother Charlie. God will take care of you. God will bring you out. Come on, hallelujah. I know the enemy's trying to say it don't look like you're coming out. I know the enemy is trying to tell you that look at you. Oh, this is what, if you was to say, look, this happened to you. Oh, why you say this happened to you? I know the enemy is trying to talk. Who do he think he is? Put him back up under your feet where he belongs and continue to wait on God. Continue to wait on God. He says, he shall mount up with wings like an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. Come on. While you're waiting, you're going to continue to run this race. This is a race we're in. Because guess what? We got to get to the finishing line. 99 and a half ain't going to do.